Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the nation is uptight, and we want to find the next serial killer or mass shooter before they do it. And so with the latest mass shooting, the one that happened in Highland Park during the 4th of July parade, there's been a lot of debate as to what could have been going on in the mind of suspect Robert Crimel III, who is in court today. He faces 7 counts of first-degree murder for killing 7 people, injuring at least, I think, 40-plus others, and maybe charged with even more. But for now, at least 7 counts of first-degree murder. And so as he's in court, people are noticing his tattoos or noticing, you know, some of his social media posts that got out there before the social media accounts got closed up. And he was really obsessed with the number 47. And people have asked me, what does that mean? What is 47 in numerology? Well, I think numerology, 47 is like a positive omen. Like, you know, you're going to, something's going to happen. You're going to progress. I don't really know much about numerology. So I don't think the 47 number has anything to do with numerology. Some media outlets say, well, 47 has to do with 7-4. 4th of July. No, I just don't buy that. I mean, he's had the number 47 for a while. I don't, even though I think he was planning the shooting on July 4th, I don't think 47 signified that. There's been some debate that 47 has been kind of a code or a very prevalent number in movies, especially Star Trek. I think the thermal oscillator was in Precinct 47 in Star Wars Awakens. So 47 is a common number in the Star Trek series. According to Higgy Pop, the 47 conspiracy or 47 reference is the observation that the number 47 multiplies or multiples of the number, it's reverse 74, or combinations appear with a natural frequency in TV, movies, videos. I don't think it's that. I think what struck me is the number 47, if you see, it's tattooed on his face, tattooed on his temple, it's on his car, and then on his social media, 47, 47, 47, 47. And I guess what struck me is there was a picture of him in a black suit with a red tie. Shaved head. And he usually has long hair. So for those of you familiar with the Hitman series and Agent 47, this guy is an assassin with a barcode tattooed to the back of his head. And actually, it's interesting. All right? There's a movie series as well as a very popular video series. It's called Hitman Codename 47. And according to Wikipedia, players control Agent 47, a genetically enhanced human clone who is rigorously trained in methods of murder. Upon escaping from his testing facility, 47 is hired by the ICA, the International Contract Agency, a global contract killing organization. His missions take him to Asia, Europe, South America to assassinate wealthy and decadent criminals. Now, I'm no FBI profiler, but you have a upscale neighborhood. You have a guy that appeared to dress like him, red tie, white shirt, shaved head, black outfit, tattoos on the face or head, and he has 47 written on his car, tattooed on his face, and he has on social media. I wonder if this guy had a thing or identified with or was completely obsessed with Agent 47, a contract killer. Now, you know, some people are like, well, you know, doesn't matter at this point. You know, the guy is the suspect. Again, he's innocent until proven guilty. You know, whoever, did do this is messed up in the head. My concern with it is there's always this debate of video games and violence. And I am on the side that a video game does not, right, turn a good person into a killer. Right, I don't think if you have kids and they want to play a video game, like Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Hitman, they're going to turn around and go from good to being a mass killer. I don't believe a video game can do that. What I do believe a video game can do is if somebody has severe mental illness, they can escape and project or put themselves into that role. And I'm not ready to diagnose the suspect. Again, he still has to go through trial and all that. From what we understand, he did confess. There was a full confession. In fact, he dropped the weapon. It was a Smith & Wesson M&P. What was his? It was like a $1,000 weapon. It was pretty expensive. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can tell you guys what it was. It was an M&P 15 Smith & Wesson. He fired about 83 rounds. And then he fled, left the gun. The reason why they found him is because they traced the serial number to the house. They were able to find him. So fortunately for law enforcement, a lot easier. He dressed up as a woman to try to sneak out and not get caught. But, you know, if he has severe mental illness, and we're going to talk about that next, which I think he does, then I think video games can offer an escape for people with mental illness. A lot of them do play video games. The other is offer a projection of an alternate reality. When people don't like their life, they're being bullied, whatever, they will fantasize about being in another role. How many times have I fantasized being Arwen of Rivendell, right, and Aragorn's love interest in Lord of the Rings? I fantasize about it all the time. All right? You know, you can have fantasies. But when you look at him dressing up as him with the tattoos and the 47, I just wonder if that's what's going on. So before everybody panics about video games, because trust me, the debate's going to come up if it turns out that's why he's obsessed with 47. Everyone's like, oh, well, the video game turned him to a killer. And trust me, these video games are pretty disgusting. I've seen, not the Hitman series per se, but I've seen these video games where it's pretty bloody. But, you know, they're very popular because they offer people an escape. Somebody of sound mind is not going to act on it. But somebody of unsound mind is another story. Next, we're going to talk about pharmaceuticals, and people are concerned that it's the drugs doing this, like medications. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so there has been multiple people offering theories, and I get it. I appreciate the theories. You know, we all do. It's something, you know, whenever something tragic happens, everybody wants to feel like they're doing something. So they're going to interject an opinion. They're going to interject a theory. So the next topic that has come up when in regards to the Highland Park parade shooting or any mass shooting is antipsychotics or antidepressants or medications being used. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene had tweeted, and I think she had reposted, when are we going to talk about drugs and SSRIs? When are they going to release the shooter's records? Why wasn't his threats of mass shootings and his videos taken seriously by LE that knew about him? Law enforcement, what did his parents know? Gun control won't stop this epidemic of evil. And then there was another, I guess, tweet by somebody who had suggested that the majority of mass shootings were caused by people who were on medication, on antipsychotics or anti-neuroleptics. And so the conversation comes up, and I get it. It's a very, very logical, you know, thought process to go, well, you know, could medications be to blame? If somebody's going to talk about video games, somebody's going to talk about Agent 47, somebody's going to talk about parent upbringing. What we do know is that I believe he was suicidal at some point, and I think he was being treated. We don't know his medications. We don't know what he was on. But we have to be very, very, very careful with how we proceed with naming a medication or saying a medication was to blame. And the reason why, as a physician, I could tell you that average person, I'm going to venture to say every single flipping mass shooter is a mental health care patient, is somebody with mental illness. So when somebody decides to shoot people up or kill people, my guess is for years they have had mental illness. Yes, you do have some crimes of passion where somebody might just lose it and kill somebody, but for a mass shooting, you know, I am going to venture to say that person had a long history of mental illness. So when somebody does have a long history of mental illness, there's more than, you know, 50% chance they are going to have some sort of treatment. Where the medication to me gets dangerous, I don't think a medication per se causes a person that suffers from mild mental illness to decide to be a mass shooter and cause genocide. I do not believe a medication has that in them. What I do believe, though, and I've spoken to you guys about this, is the withdrawal of the medication. Skipping your meds, having a diagnosis, and not being on the medications. So somebody will look at the medication history and they might say, this person was on an SSRI or this person was on a mood stabilizer, but he's not on it. So the mood stabilizer changed them. I can't say that for sure. What I can say, and I'll be really honest with you, I have seen people who have taken stimulants, right, for years. And I notice, to me, I think they could cause bipolar. A lot of people have, when I brought this up to psychiatrists, they go, well, they were bipolar all along. And I'm like, I don't know, because I've seen people where they took, you know, stimulants and diet pills, you know, when they were younger, and then all of a sudden when they're older, they seem to have, you know, mood swings and mood disorders. I do believe that chronic stimulant use can cause mental health issues. But again, not to the point where somebody will become a mass murderer. So the Representative Green does make a valid point that we do need to know what else is going on. Obviously, very passionate, very deadly, very tragic issue happened, and we want to identify the next person. The problem is as we saw with Adam Lanza or Jared Holmes there was Jared Loughner and then the other guy Holmes, I forget his first name, the one that did the Aurora, Colorado shooting. When you start to look at, well, you know, many of them were on an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication, or they were on something for sleep. Well, how many people are on things for sleep? So for those of you that might be married to somebody who takes a Xanax once in a while, we don't need you calling the FBI going, oh, my God, my loved one is taking the same medication. They're going to be the next mass shooter. So you see, we have to be very, very careful because the average person who is suicidal or depressed or anxious, and one out of every two people, I think, suffer from some sort of mental health illness, whether it's mild or not, that used to be one out of every three. I think it's one out of every two now. It's very common to see somebody on Prozac, on Paxil, on Lexapro, on Zoloft, on Wellbutrin, on Effexor, on mood stabilizers, on Lamictal, on Seroquel. I mean, there's a whole bunch. And so you know, we have to be very, very cautious because once they relay what medicines he's on, you are going to, and this is why I worry, you are going to have a mass, shall we say, hysteria or bias towards the medication, and people are not going to want to be on it. They're not going to want to have a pharmaceutical record of them being on it. And my problem is you have a person with mental health issues that might need to be on medication. If they're afraid that somebody's going to accuse them of being the next mass shooter, they're not going to go into the doctor. They're not going to get on a medication that they need. I am venturing to say that these people who are doing the mass shootings are either not on the right medications or they're off their meds. So to me, the danger is being off their meds. And you start to go out there saying, this person was on giggly goop medication. And people are like, oh, I take giggly goop. Or, oh my God, you take giggly goop. People are going to think you're the next killer. Get off it. Get off it. We got to be really, really careful. Now, that being said, I have seen many people who have not been able to afford their medications. They have not been able to afford to go and see a doctor. They try to get their medications online. When you know, online telemedicine physicians have to be very, very careful. Some of these medications you do have to run blood work on. You do have to check peaks and troughs. You have to, you know, there's like Depakote. There's, you know, some of these medications are not something that are easy to get. So people struggle to get their medications. I mean, I've said this from the beginning. You guys could debate guns control and guns and gun use and people having access to guns and legal gun purchases versus illegal gun purchases as the day is long. We have the additional issue of mental health illness and people not getting treated, people not taking medications. So the next big push is let's blame Big Pharma. Just like what happened with the opioid crisis. Did we look to our border? Did we look to China? It was all about Big Pharma. So while everybody's going to start to now blame Big Pharma for mass shootings, I have to be the one in the minority saying, hey, guys, there's a chance that Big Pharma is preventing mass shootings because we have millions of people among us who have severe mental illness. And these people, you know, do need to be monitored. They need to be treated. Now, some of you will say, well, if he was suicidal, the suspect was suicidal, should we have let him commit suicide? If you have somebody with mental illness that has the potential to be a killer, should we let them commit suicide so they don't kill other people? It's an interesting topic. I mean, as a doctor, we will not let anybody, you know, commit suicide. We will not make that decision. You're going to be a future killer, so just go do it. But you know that conversation is coming next. And I know many people who were suicidal that were not mass shooters, that were struggling. They were in a dearth. And so, you know, from a medical standpoint, we are going to save everybody and we are going to help everybody. Anybody who's suicidal, we are going to help. If you do feel, as a physician or a medical provider, that you have somebody who's going to be a mass shooter, okay, you get the authorities involved. But you don't take it upon yourself to let them kill themselves. But I get it. I get it. It's a conversation people are having going, he should have just, you know, why did we intervene? And I get that. We have innocent people who are dead. I get the anger. I mean, I don't fault anybody for having these conversations. You know, it's we're in a free country. We're going to have these conversations. We're going to try to deduce and analyze what happened. But we have so many people who are suicidal. I mean, if a veteran, you know, says, look, I've been having thoughts of suicide. I mean, he's not going to be a mass shooter. Just help the guy. So Big Pharma, I am going to actually credit with possibly preventing, you know, violence. But if people aren't taking their medications, that's when they're the most dangerous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is threatening to temporarily shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. The Kremlin is calling it a scheduled maintenance. The shutdown will take place July 11th through the 21st. The European Union, which receives about 40% of its energy through the pipeline. Murder charges have been filed, and today Robert Cremo III will face a judge. Cremo is accused of gunning down innocent civilians at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. That's a suburb of Chicago. Kamala Harris visited the area Tuesday to push for more gun control in an area already brimming with gun laws.
So as we move forward, all agreeing that we got to be smarter as a country in terms of who has access to what, and in particular assault weapons. And we got to take this stuff seriously.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Sri Lanka is bankrupt. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said on Tuesday that the country suffered its worst financial crisis in decades, leaving millions in the South Asian nation struggling to buy food, medicine, and fuel. Schools have been suspended and fuel has been limited to essential services only. The British government said Tuesday it's advising against all but essential travel to Sri Lanka. A new man on the political spectrum is ready to start stumping for fellow Republicans.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot of questions coming in. We also have our phone lines open at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Amory wants me to talk about what are SSRIs. Billiana wants me to talk about weird kids and how to approach their possible, you know, role in later crime, and I'm not going to read the whole email. We got a lot of them coming in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, I'd love to hear your voice. So very quickly, SSRIs, Prozac, Lexapro, Pepto-Bismol. Paxil. These SSRIs are one of my favorite classes of medication. And the reason why I like the SSRIs, which stand for serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, is because they overtook the tricyclic antidepressants that were the older versions that sadly were related to a lot of side effects and suicidality, where people could overdose on them and kill themselves. SSRIs, even though they have a slew of side effects themselves, seem to be a safer class of medication. And the one thing I found fascinating with SSRIs is when a person did not have overt anxiety or overt depression, but had a variety of other issues, I found that the SSRIs helped us diagnose something called serotonin deficiency. And a lot of us will have a drop in our serotonin. We might not have a, you know, DSM-5 diagnosis of anxiety or depression, but when our serotonin is down, we notice it. Our family members notice it. And one of the reasons why a lot of us women love our chocolate is because chocolate helps raise the serotonin. I feel so good with chocolate. My husband will bring me chocolate. Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'm going to make my wife in a good mood. I'm going to bring chocolate. I'm like, Yeah, kids come over to it. I'm like, get away from my chocolate. Okay, sorry, Mom. Send my chocolate. Eat my chocolate. I'm happy. So exercise increases serotonin. Eating healthy. The serotonin jump you get from chocolate is a very short-lived one. So eating healthy, vegetables, good diet, good exercise helps your serotonin. But some people have unnaturally or natural low levels of serotonin. And how the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors work is they inhibit the reuptake of serotonin so more circulates, as opposed to it getting sucked up in the receptor. So it blocks some of the receptors, so your natural serotonin persists. That's why we see less side effects, because it doesn't necessarily inject a substance into you or inject more of a hormone. What it does is it slows down your metabolism process of the not metabolism for weight, but it slows down your breakdown of serotonin so it lasts longer. And so your body's natural levels circulate more. It does have a poop out rate, where what ends up happening is if you go from 10, sometimes then you need to go to 20 milligrams, and you need to go to 40 milligrams, depending on the medication you're on. Or with Zoloft, you'll start on 25, then you go to 50, then sometimes you need 100. Because sometimes your body's like, wait a second, we need more receptors. So your body might make more receptors, and then sometimes you have to go up on the medication. Some of these medications have less poop out rate, like Lexapro, than Prozac or Paxil. So, you know, doctors and psychiatrists have been studying SSRIs even way more than us family docs, and they find them to be a very useful adjunct. There are risks where somebody who's depressed, was suicidal, they start to get on a medication, they start to feel better, which they've noticed with some SSRIs, and then they're like, you know what, I'm going to do it. I want to finally do it. And sometimes it's that rise out of the depression that could be the most dangerous and where they could become suicidal. Have I seen people violent on SSRIs? I haven't, because I use SSRIs for the mild cases. I don't necessarily have somebody with severe mental illness on an SSRI. Usually the psychiatrist has them on something stronger, like an antipsychotic, mood stabilizer. So I've never seen it in my 20 plus some years of practice. So the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, what I have used them on are, I told you I had a patient whose blood pressure was through the roof. He was on four different medications for his blood pressure. So, you know, I'm like, you know, maybe you have some underlying anxiety. I'm not anxious. I feel good. I sleep well or whatever. I go for poops and giggles, because I don't want to add a fifth blood pressure medication. For poops and giggles, let me add some Zoloft. Let me see if your serotonin below is causing an issue with the blood pressure. Lo and behold, blood pressure dropped. We were able to drop at least two of his medications. So, you know, I had somebody who was anxious and always needed refills of his PPI, his Nexium for stomach acid. I'd sent him to GI. GI told him to stop the spicy foods, but he needed it every day. I'm like, well, if your GI doctor's okay with it, he goes, yeah, but give me some more because I'm not going to see him. I'm not going to get a refill. But in the meantime, he had some anxiety, so I gave him some Zoloft. And Zoloft isn't my favorite. I think I like using Lexapro more, but Lexapro wasn't, I guess, as commonly used at the time. This was years ago. So I gave him Zoloft, and then when he came back a few months later and needed refills, I saw him in 2 weeks later, and then I see him in a month, and then 3 months later. When I asked him, okay, do you need any more of your medications, he only asked for the Zoloft. And I go, what about the stomach acid medication? He goes, I haven't needed it since. Fact, I've been off of it for a while. His serotonin, low serotonin issues, could have been contributed to his acid reflux. So I think there's a lot that has to be studied. I think these SSRIs have roles that we just don't, can't even fathom, and I really want them studied. But, as I've said before, if anybody is on a medication, we need to be extremely judicious about following them, making sure they're not having breakthrough issues, and making sure they also get therapy, have a psychiatrist involved. It's a team approach. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the weird kid issue, it's something that doesn't get brought up because it's not politically correct to talk about. You're not supposed to say a kid is weird. But we've all known him. We've all seen him. We've all gotten that feeling, that kid's weird. And when we get that feeling, we start to, show a bias. As a very natural reaction, it's just in this day and age, we're trying to stop that because we don't want kids bullying these kids. You know, we don't want them to, make them, angry and marginalize them. And then they end up dropping out of school and, brewing mental illness. And so when you have a kid that's a little bit odd or weird, and there's a lot of them out there, what do we do as a neighbor or as a teacher or as a role? Well, what I would do with students that I would teach, and if there were young children or as a physician, I would talk to the parents about, look, other children in his age group, might be doing this. I think your child is extremely intelligent because your child is, finding some of these games stupid. That's not a bad thing. That's not mental illness. That means your child is highly intelligent. However, they might want to be evaluated for certain things, to see if there's any thing that is an outlier, that might be something that, might be one, making them more intelligent, but also causing them to have some difficulty with social interactions. Now, people always bring up Asperger's and autism and say, some of these, children are not very socially adept and they seem to stand out. And they do. And autism is on the rise. That doesn't necessarily mean they're dangerous, but it's something that, when somebody does seem to not necessarily fit the societal's mold, it doesn't necessarily mean, they have mental illness. But, have a conversation with the doctor, the parent. It's okay to have a conversation. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right, remember, was it a couple years ago that in Hawaii they were worried about this this land snail? Okay, hold on a second. Let me get this up for you because the name is a little bit long and I want to make sure I get it right. So there was a snail, a snail that caused rat lungworm. And sadly, a rugby player ate a slug on a dare and died from it back in 2018. And then I think the year before, there was somebody making a brew, and in this brew, the snails got into it and I think left a discharge, and sadly, people became ill. So back in 2018, there was a kid, Sam Ballard, who was a rugby player, and he was relaxing with his friends on a patio, and he was dared to eat a slug. So he ate it. Sadly, within weeks, he fell into a coma. He awoke 420 days later with severe neurological deficits. The year prior, there were 11 confirmed cases of rat lungworm disease that occurred in Hawaii, Maui, and the Big Island. And Hawaii officials said that two adults came down with it after they consumed a homemade kava kava drink. It was left out the night before. Slugs were found nearby when they consumed it the next day. It's a popular drink made of the extract of the Piper methysticum plant. It's used to calm nerves, induce relaxations. And so, you know, sporadically, there are some cases of these. Well, now the Florida Department of Health, or the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, is warning Pasco County to be aware of the giant African land snail, or galls, that can carry rat lungworm. Now, the bacteria or the lungworm is called, not bacteria, but the worm is called Angiostrongylus cantonensis. It could cause meningitis, severe brain and spinal cord infection in humans. According to the report, let me see if I can pull it up. They say that the giant African land snail is one of the most damaging snails in the world, consumes at least 500 different types of plants. These snails can be devastating to Florida agriculture and natural areas as they cause extensive damage to tropical and subtropical environments. The snails also pose a serious health risk to humans by carrying the parasite rat lungworm known to cause meningitis. They are illegal to import or possess in the United States without a permit. It was eradicated twice in Florida. First detection was back in 1969, was then eradicated in 1975, but then they eradicated it in 2021 from its detection back in 2011 in Miami-Dade County. So on June 23rd, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services confirmed the detection of this giant African land snail in the Port Richey area of Pasco County, and then it was reported by a Pasco County master gardener. So they've begun to survey. They started a quarantine. They're going to begin treatment to ward off these pests, they call it. And they're going to use a metaldehyde-based molluscicide, which is a snail, I guess, snail killer. And the treatment is labeled by the U.S. EPA for residential use. If you find an African land snail, a giant African land snail, they want you to report it and email a photo. So there is a quarantine at the northwest corner of U.S. Highway 19 and Ridge Road. Proceed east on Ridge Road. So now you cannot, go into a certain area. And they say it is unlawful to move the giant African land snail or a regulated article. So don't touch it. So what is rat lungworm? So rat lungworm is in a family of roundworms or nematodes. So these are not bacteria, they're not viruses, they're not prions, they're parasites. And they're in the class of, or the genus of Angiostrongylus. Angiostrongylus cantonensis is a parasite that can cause the neurological infections as it affects the brain. It can also cause severe GI illness. The meningitis, or inflammation of the brain, is caused by is a type of eosinophilic meningitis, where the main blood cell involved is an eosinophil. Now, what is important about that is when we think you have meningitis, and the symptoms of meningitis is severe headache, severe neck pain, photophobia where you can't look at the light, and you don't even want to get in and out of your car. It's so painful. When we spinal tap you and we take fluid from your spinal cord, we look for neutrophils, lymphocytes, eosinophils. Neutrophils are much more commonly seen in bacteria infections. Lymphocytes in viral, but eosinophils parasitic. So it's reminding medical professionals that when you see high eosinophils, you need to be suspicious of a parasite infection. It's found primarily the snail in Southeast Asia, the parasite that's within the snail is found primarily in Southeast Asia, the Pacific Basin, very rare in the United States. There was a study in 2015 published in the Journal of Parasitology, cited cases that had reported in Florida, Alabama, California, Louisiana, and Hawaii. So what it does is it actually lives in rodents, but the larvae can be passed to other species through rat feces. The adult nematodes live in the pulmonary arteries of the rats, hence rat lungworm. The females lay eggs, and these, once they hatch, become first-stage larvae. They migrate to the rat's throat, then they enter the GI system, and then they exit through the feces. So basically, in the lungs, they crawl up, get to the throat, and then they just flip a U-E, and then they get into the GI tract. Symptoms include severe headache, fever, neck stiffness, visual disturbances, difficulty looking at the light, which is photophobia, nausea, vomiting, numbness, temporary paralysis of the face. You can go into a coma and you could die. The incubation period on average can be anywhere from a week to 3 weeks. Symptoms could start within that time and possibly last 4 months. Neurological sequelae of the survivors can last for extended periods of time, just like the rugby player. So how do you get it? Well, if you eat undercooked slugs, snails, frogs, shrimp, mollusks, or contaminated fruits and vegetables, it'll get into your system. The slime from these slugs may also be a source of contamination of the deadly parasite. So again, don't eat any snails because they could contain the parasite. So how do we treat it? Well, we don't necessarily have an anti-parasite for this. Most of the time, the parasite will die on its own, but we will do symptomatic measures. I'm going to look up to see if we have any new medications since I wrote this last, but usually we do treat the meningitis symptoms, and you're hospitalized. We're not going to mess around. We might use steroids. We may use other anti-parasitic medications that will hopefully have an effect on it. And then we got to avoid it. If you're going to touch a slug or a snail, and a lot of kids do, please glove up, wash hands, or just avoid it. The University of Hawaii recommends boiling snails for at least 3 to 5 minutes prior to making your escargot. With the latest cases involving open containers, store your food in closed containers. A lot of people will leave something out so it ferments, you got to still cover it, you know, or put it in an area that's not going to be near a slug. You don't want rodents, snails, slugs away from your food and kitchen counters. So it could be deadly, and it's just frightening to see what's happened with people and these. And you know, I'm frustrated because, you know, as a kid, I grew up playing with bugs and seeing things. There'd be mushrooms in people's lawns, and I would pick them. And I remember my mom saying, don't eat those berries, don't eat the mushrooms, don't eat the cricket, don't eat that. And I wasn't a big eater. I did not like eating. So I was fine with that. So I'm like, fine. Yeah, I'm not going to. But, you know, kids will do weird things. Sadly, it could be deadly. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.